plagued a potential nugget.
If I may rewind the clock, Dheeraj, it's been a long journey, and it's great to hear all the good stuff about Nutanix, but if I take you back in time, I'm curious about the early formative years of people. And if I said, what are the two, three things that got baked in you in your formative years, let's say till you went to college, that still form a core part of who you are and that have helped you on the journey, what would you say?
You know, there was a part of me that was a little bit stubborn. Mm-hmm. I would probably use the word resolute. Mm-hmm. When I was four, my elder cousins used to call me Atal. Mm-hmm. And Atal is resolute. For probably some reasons that only they would be aware of, you know. But I think there was a level of resoluteness that actually helped me in later life as well. Mm-hmm. A big part of my psyche is probably a combination of both my mom and my dad. And this is not a cliche. It's like when I analyze sure. myself, I'm like, what do I really learn from my parents? One of them, which is my mom's resoluteness, is, you know, is deep. I mean, I've seen her go through the adversities of life and what does it mean to really have us go through in English medium school and stay in Patna in a part of the world that was highly corrupt and the government was dysfunctional and my father was a government employee and it was lots of things that they actually had to sacrifice to even have us stay in Patna and go to a good English medium sort of schools. I think there was this resoluteness in her. We lost a lot. I mean, she lost probably everything to actually have her, have us get educated, you know, my brother and I and so on. I think my father had this thing about humility, which was very unique about him. So my mother's fierce resolve and my father's humility is this amazing combination that I've tried to practice throughout life. So when I was coming out of my high school, I was one of those people that said, look, it's not like I have to go to IITs, but, you know, at least I should have an option, like have an optionality, like when we'll figure it out at the forks in the road and so on. And I was getting better and better at math and probably equally good at chemistry. And so basically natural sciences in general, I was getting better and better at. So I started to realize that, look, maybe that's a path that I could take. Even though in the early years, I'm like, maybe I'm not even connected to engineering, you know. But the thing that made me sort of choose things in life were always based on this thing that said, the worst is not bad enough, go take that step. If the worst is not bad enough.
Interesting.
So you always thought about the worst case, and if the worst was not bad enough, the risk was worth it. That's the way I took to my early years. So, you know, I went to IIT in 1992, but I had a rank of 1420, and I realized that to get a brand change would probably be a lesser probability than if I were to quit and go back and take JEE one more time and get CS. The probabilities were higher that way. And most people
around me... And you modeled the probabilities from the inside or from the outside?
From the inside. I mean, okay. I was there for 2 months.
Got it. So you got a sense of what it took.
Okay. Yeah. I was there till October and most people were like, what are you doing? You know, you have a great thing going here. And by the way, at worst case, you'll get double E and that's good enough and so on. And I said, I just haven't tried, hard enough. Let me just give it a try because the probabilities are way better there. And I knew that worst case, I'll just do physics, you know. I mean, maybe do St. Stephen's and do physics or something, you know. And there'll still be a path from there or something. If the worst is not bad enough, then I'll just take that. So I think I've used that throughout life, actually. The worst is not bad enough, then just go do it.
Very interesting. And just going back to your childhood, clearly you come from a humble background. I can relate to that. But again, cut to the present. I'm curious about, you know, given where you are, and let's say if you reflect on your kids growing up, how do you think about instilling some of these traits in them, given that they grow up in a very different environment in terms of comfort and in terms of what's taken care of? How do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, there's a sense of nostalgia about how we grew up. I do know that anything that we have today is ephemeral. And it can vanish. So there's a sense of paranoia as well about some of that. And I teach them about, you know, we have three children. You know, my wife and I have three children. The eldest is 7. Mm. And we have twin girls who are 3.5. And there's simple things that we teach them. And I teach them about always about three things, and because there's something about three that is powerful.
As a McKinsey consultant, I can relate to that.
So like a couple of those trilogies that I teach them about. One is, don't waste food, don't waste water, don't waste energy. So they're like, all of a sudden they understand, oh, what is energy? I'm like, this is energy. You switch the light off before you leave the room and so on. The other one is focus, listen, respect. So, you know, when I drop my son to school, I just say three and he knows what those three things mean and so on. So I think it helps to actually have that sense of paranoia that, look, these things actually do matter.
The notion of take the risk if the worst is not bad enough is an interesting way of thinking about situations. I remember Raghuram Rajan, during one of his convocation speeches, talking about the fact that graduating from a place like IMA is arguably the best insurance policy one could have in terms of taking risk. But strangely enough, people at the time of graduation or even later in life often have a risk-averse mentality despite having a very strong academic and a professional career. And the point is, by doing that, they often miss out on pursuing something that might have been riskier, seemed riskier rather, at the outset, but possibly more fulfilling and rewarding in the journey ahead. So just ensuring that you don't fall into this trap might be helpful as you navigate through life. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.